we were up, it was fairly late when they came, probably like 11 or so, and we let them in the house. 2 o'clock in the morning, I looked at the clock and Joey was singing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
In the rain. Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like it was a big part of Christmas even up to then, and like that was probably 92 or 93. And
yeah.
then after that, like when there was more movement of people
yeah,
and stuff,
right.
there
yeah.
it kind of really died.
Everything changed so fast. I mean,
we used to do look forward to Old Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because you could go mummering twice.
Yeah.
You go
yeah.
in the afternoon, and then you could go again in the night.
Yeah.
And that was the only time during Christmas that you were yeah. allowed to go mummering twice.
Yeah.
And we, like said, Mom, we got to get another outfit for night, something to put on. And
yeah.
Mom would say, well, the only thing I know is for you to do now, what you had on the day, you put on tonight. So... I mean, where were you going to get it out to?
Where were you going to get it out to?
There wasn't much false faces or anything.
There was
no
false face.
No
we made our own.
Yeah,
you just got whatever and hauled down over your head and cut 2 eyes in it.
Yeah.
Because you certainly couldn't take a pillowcase like you can now and cut eyes in it. You only had enough pillowcases for yourself.
Yeah.
So if you did put on a pillowcase, you had to be able to get it up a little bit and see out underneath it.
Yeah. And you'd be dropping that when you'd be going down the road because someone would be coming up the road.
That's right.
And you'd be have your,
yeah.
your pillowcase
yeah.
hauled up.
Yeah.
But you didn't want them to see your face.
That's
so
right.
You'd drop
it
down. You'd be walking
blind. That was the good old days, you know.
You didn't know
you
where
say
you were
what
going.
You like.
Yeah.
It was the good
well,
old days.
Well, it was very community
it was,
yes.
oriented.
Yeah,
people
it was.
Were together more
That's
so
right.
than what they are now.
And now, I mean, like we were saying a while ago there, people don't want you in their houses now, especially if you're coming in with... And, I mean, mummers don't take off their boots.
No, that's for
they're
sure.
not required
not
to take their boots
to.
Off.
They'd be around the...
And
And I remember one year, it was after Christmas, and Mom said to Dad, God, Thomas, but I think we're soon going to have to get a bit of canvas to put on the floor. She said, the paint is gone. He said... Wouldn't be that much paint gone off it. He said if he didn't have let so much mummers in her during Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's where the
yeah.
that's where
I
had it. Yeah.
I
wasn't like
a bit
that.
It was a good nanny, my darling.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
was so happy when the hour came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. Everybody yeah. used to look forward to it pretty much.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah.
But he say when the hour go now, that was a nice bit of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aunt Sis used to play the mandolin, didn't
Aunt
she?
Aunt Sis did.
Yeah.
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 She could do anything. A dancer, my
oh,
God.
Yeah. yeah.
Now, Mom and Maureen, I think they started the mummering in July, the Christmas in July.
Oh, your mother,
July.
She was born.
Oh, was there really?
I think that they started it because back in the 70s, I don't know for like late 70s, hey, 76, 77, like that. I don't know for anybody to be having Christmas in July.
That's really
no.
But Maureen would come home from Labrador City. And her and Mom, they'd be saying, oh, it'd be so nice if you could come for Christmas. But they could never come Christmas very easily. So then she'd say, you know what me and you should do now? We should go over to Mike Dix's. And Lorraine say, yeah, but you know, we should get rigged up.
Yes.
And the two of them used to get rigged up then. And they go by the back path so the people in Rochelle wouldn't see him. Hey, they go by the back path up to Mike Dix's and they'd have a few steps and all that stuff up there. Then they go to Dick Bennett's where you're living and have a few steps there. And then over to Mabel's. Well, when they got to Mabel's, they were done because
oh.
it was they have so much fun to Mabel's.
Yeah,
that'd
be
more,
yeah. yeah, you couldn't go anywhere else after that.
But that's how far they would get, like them four houses that you could go to by the back
yeah.
path
yeah.
to as far as Hannah Emerly's, and then they come home, see? Sometimes they brought their own liquor with them, and sometimes they got dropped from Mike Dix's.